Apana dinya jirani. Usidinye neiba.
Ama dinya
achana na neiba manze.
Dinya jirani. Na udinya mzuri. Kwa sababu kwa WhatsApp group kiaza kuanikwa kuna mtu anakotetea.
House number umesema kuna kelele huko. This is The Chop Shop. Only a few will understand. Chopping bricks like a rabbit. What is this? No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone. Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.
Oh, no, no. Let it go. Continue.
At the end of the round.
At the end, like, rotate. Girl, when you rotate.
Am I ovulating? No, me, I'm ovulating, bro. I'm feral right now. No, I'm kidding. Ndio, mimi nimesema tunaanza hivi.
We.
Okay.
Ordinary wameingia. Anyway. Ordinary up in the place. Welcome. This is the Chop Shop. We're on, yes. Yes, sir. My name is Neville.
And Young.
Unasema aje lakini? Ati unasema unagodha nini?
Ferocity manze.
So why are you using the lady terms on yourself? Why are you using the word
ovulating? No, don't you sometimes as a guy just feel, I don't want to say horny, but you're
we're
feeling so ready to make children.
Bro, being a lawyer guy and then an introvert, extrovert, you know, Gemini.
Yeah.
Just being all horny combined. Is a thing. 24/7. If you have a lawyer boyfriend out there, you already know your body has no rest, no sleep for the weekend. You
yeah, man.
Mkigongi. Club Kiboko daily. But anyway, I feel as if sometimes it's a thing, and I appreciate also those ladies who have high sex drive.
Oh, I love
I don't like put them to the side because sometimes like, you know wanasemanga wanaume wengine hawaezani. Wanamyonga ile baba.
When do nenda kurekebisha makosa sasa?
Bro, there's nothing bad like being the guy who is explaining yourself. I know we've said this on the pod before, telling Shore like, you know, that's not my normal round. You know, I'm a guy. You know, I mean, he lies.
Fanya kueleo.
I like you. So, welcome back, manze. It's been a nice kind of week, manze. The weather's been all over the place. Kenya met wali sema colder nights. Hey, kuni watu
wana. Kujitarishe, manze. Kujitarishe.
But yeah, that's a thing. And also, niliona wase wa unts, manze, wana teta.
I don't know. Wanataka rules na regulations pale at once first zao manze nili dead. Munaambia maodi stories za Uts man.
Na sasa hiyo tuko tu go there tena head man.
Wali mekrini tukasema sawa mnataka this kind of behavior ni sawa.
Dance ya good.
Tutengenezea ngoma ndio nikienda huko DJ akicheze hiyo remix na go there
pia. So wait, ulikuwa unaniambia kuna go there ama piano?
Bro, on Twitter when I saw the video, the actual soundtrack was an Uts remix of go of the zero sufuri song,
dance ya
kudonjo.
Kudunda
kudonjo. Ziko mingi manze, ziko mingi. So,
Abanton.
Yeah, so washafanya remix manze. So ndo nilicheki under that tweet when someone was talking about the kind of behavior that's maybe expected at this Uts event.
Kudunda,
kudonjo. Mula sana wa Kenya manze.
Ebu weke watu wa audio yo kitu hapo. Hey, kaende. Kionaki. Come on, sauce, spin the
Nani mana, tipsy G
Zidro,
Big Baba
Dokudonjo, Dokudunda Wikendi nani bambi ya kadunda Dokudonjo, Dokudunda Kof moja ni meshanza kunirunda Dokudonjo, Dokudunda Wikendi nani bambi ya kadunda Dokudonjo, Dokudunda Kof moja ni meshanza kunirunda Tanya chain kashingo, nimedunga ping Mocha nono hadiwezi kutikunja Dokudonjo, Dokudunda Ni kichuna kadovu ni wapi nilikasunda Nimekula fitu Nimedimbuka nchakula kikitu Zimelikuka nikabole tenu Ndyo vile tunadunda Ndenje natumia ni matunda Single nika itena na tresuda Kule ni nani kukona akona mbuda Alutani na donjo kudunda Nyungi wendi tikuchomeka kuja
Gota tena Strictly mkwela no ata tenda Gota tena Yo it's doing a quest But begin yo na penda selector dini zona cheza Komishindo na mboka wese madweke Alexa watlege twende Misha mkono mbele katni lele na konga fiat Sele alutaina donji kawet fine roiko Reinforce aki zing na zimi ndoka kwa maiko Chingi mkwede big baba kwa bisko Nino sapere tanga na wotani ya shiko Shiko wa naka, shiko wa kiambu Shiko wa juja, shiko wa embu Kuna shiko misi juu ye udu Kufanya rula shoyu na putu very soon
But yeah, manze, big up, manze. Urban Tony na Shika Mbaya. But if you didn't know, there was a conversation that was going around that it just developed around different niche events and the kind of... Can I say, and the kind of etiquette? And the,
no, yeah, it goes with it. Kuna tabia fulani.
Kama wase wa dancehall and reggae, tumekuwa tukikula for a long time, like Jakiwa, unajua Chronic, so many good reggae and dancehall shows that have been here. Mm. But kitu unajua nga hiyo show ni, simu yako, wasazengina isi safe, yako man. Ukienda huko. Niya for the publics, ni simu ya jamii.
Simu ya jamii sasa.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you go to certain events, you know your phone at least is, secure, yeah.
Unaweza hata hapo kwa booth kidogo. Ama utembeki hapo.
Hapa si kama Dubai where you drop your wallet. See those videos? I dropped my wallet in a mall in Dubai. I found it after 50 days and 50 nights. You're like, wow. But yeah. But it's one of those. So watu wa UNS walikuwa nasema, unajua, events zao ziko na some sort of, unajua, decorum, ziko na some set of finesse, unajua. And you know, when you say such words, of course, not everybody is gonna...
Of course, and Kenyans joke, manze.
Yeah, so no matter maudi tuna, maudinari tuna, liya mbaya, manze. But big up everybody, because I said, by the means, it's all UNS events I can go, but...
Ebu nikulize, unafikira se wa UNS wanezeenda first year Urbanton.
Yeah, na wajina isi mbaya.
Oh, okay.
But sasa, sisi watu Urbanton tukikamuku,
ni mauru.
Ni mauru, tutaka tujinais, but unajua, so let's find a balance, manze, musitufukuze sisi wase wengine, but I liked that conversation, because conversations are always important, because
now,
at that event, utaona vitu zime change kidogo.
Yeah, manze, kaena, so, like nilikuanga na DJ event fulani, ya Red Bull, just the other weekend, Wings for Life.
Mm.
Tulikuwa pale Uhuru Park. And brief yenye nilipewa as the DJ, up-tempo music, yende, nice. You know, cause the vibes. And then also there was kids, you know, it's different, guys from different races and walks of life.
Mm.
So lazima pia nicheze, kismart, noona. Lakini nilifika point ya shere, alafu inanzanga na wasewa sound. I think watu wenye wanafanyanga events, the guys who are actually doing the work, they usually have a way of communicating, just being honest about how they feel in the moment.
Yeah.
So nikiwa pale katikati ya kazi manze, majama wa sound hapa nyuma kaniuliza, ile matemia hizi zetu itafika sanga. Tunongoje wangushe manze. Nataka hapo kugodha bro. Yeah. I'm like, damn bro. Briefenye nilipewa ni tofauti na hiyo manze.
Hakuna kugodha.
But that was the first sign I got, right?
Ah, yeah.
Alafu, as a DJ, if I'm playing something that's not like what someone on stage would want, I can notice the ndasemaje hakuna it's a mismatch. Hakuna flow fulani, like there was an MC over there alikuwa anataka madancehall nini but mimi najua brief yenye nimepewa
and then akusikizi
manzi like mimi najua the guys who are answering to the guys who are answering to the ones who are going to come and ask me take you, we had a deal, we had an agreement, but then as a DJ manzi unajua pia lazima usome energy.
True.
So at some point MC
na wewe DJ Ngori.
Shukran, so, man. Shukran, bro.
So, lazima ufate ile maneno.
So, minajua, akuna vile hype man, atakuja kuhype na ma-EDM hapa. I understand. Yes, maybe aneza hype na EDM, like maybe 5 minutes. And then, atakuwa like, no, nataka, maybe ma-dancehall, nini. Womsa likuwa nataka ma-dancehall instrumentals. But even before you go to the dancehall instrumentals, I was like, damn, unajua ni aje, no, this thing has to switch up.
Yeah.
Hakuna vile tumecheza EDM kutoka 12 noon, brief inasema hadi 5, it's around 4 p.m. So for a whole other hour, why do I need to still play the EDM tracks? Why do I need to still play the up-tempo music? Pia hapo ndani nisha rusha mapiano.
Mm.
Bro, niliangusha marathon runner ya Nyashinski. it was a slippery slope after that.
Kipchoge.
You know, and it fits with you know the occasion, yeah. Nona, but then it's a very slippery slope. Ikangusha Nyashinski ingine hapo na Chris Kaiga.
God damn.
And then bro, let me tell you, MC huyo hype man alikuwa ameanza kukuja hivi kuniambia vile anataka alipiga U-turn. Akarudi stage akifanya hivi hapo nyuma, yeah. Nikiangalia vile ame respond and the whole crowd just went. Sasa ikageuka ikakuwa concert. And I was like, "Enyo Kenyans really mess with urban tunes." Juni nilikuwa nazi drop kina Mandy de Mauru, kina TikToker. Guys really mess with these things. Nakumbuka I'm seeing even white kids over here manze. I'm seeing
form.
Elderly parents, but the moment the music drops, hata kama ni urban tone, I was like, okay, I see it. So tunaweza fanya kitu wa hivi. Urban tone ni nini? It's the time to eat good. Kule ni sahi. Eat now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like also the fact that it's, you know, bringing us shining light to other new artists that we didn't know. Cause
what are these phrases you're using nowadays?
Wait, really, man. But it was, I was asking myself, like, where was Tipsy G when Genge Tone was happening? I'm aware was YBW Smith, yeah. You know.
So Sade Prodigy.
Hey, where were those guys? Because they would have still fit in well. Because even Zero Sufuri, because guys are like, hey, I like the fact that, you know, Zero Sufuri is re-emerging. You know, he's finding his sound because he sounds so perfect. On those tunes. So to me,
they needed,
like,
Lil Miner. I say this, Lil Miner is the godfather of urban tone. May I say that?
Real?
I say that because Ebu bro, he did a Fantasia cover with Genge Tone flow. When I See You by Fantasia. Like Umbuakni, alifanya Umbuakni. Like right now, you can't play me When I See You by Fantasia and not play me Umbuakni by by Lil Miner. Unacheki.
Staki Jordan za Umbuakni, manzi yako kapenda konyagi. Nivya niko roll on, Kiska Iga niko on, nakipiga zima phone. Na maboys wako ndani, na wakileta reba kuna chai. Manzi yako wako ngong, kando hapo King Kong, anapewa kitu long. Kaushka pigwa na muiko, masanse wako kwa diro. Manzi bado zimewai, hazishuki wala hai. Ya olezo my mind, hizi Jordans gani unabain za Umbuakni. Hizi ni gani? Ya olezo my mind, hizi Jordans gani unabain za Umbuakni. Hizi ni gani?
It's just like when Neo did Miss Independent and then Vibes Cartel went and did a romping shop with Spice. Come on, now you can't play me Miss Independent and not, like, this rhythm, Miss Independent is not the biggest track. Romping Shop is the biggest track when it comes to this rhythm.
I'm the teacher. I'm a spy.
Every man grab a girl.
And every girl grab a man.
Man to man, girl to girl, that's wrong.
Condemn.
All when a night, your pussy feel like sun hot. When you're coming, I'm a romping shop.
Make sure you know.
Hey, me cocky longer than me night. Tell me where you like. You want me try or you want fi ride it like a bike?
Well, you want fi ram it hard. The cocky no fi light. Damage it fi spite, not because me pussy tight.
So put my foot it on the left, can you take it on the right?
My nipple them a ripe, send it up in a me try.
Why did the appetite, every nipple get a bite?
My man a fi go seat me and him a fi go fight. Call me a fi wine pon the cocky like this. Cartel spin me like a satellite dish.
Deal with your breasts like me crushing iris. Spice, I never love a pussy like this.
You are my mister.
You are my miss.
Kill me with the cocky.
Kill me with the tightness. And when you are going, whisper something like this.
I can't stop fucking you.
Hey, cocky no play. Me we broke your back.
When you're coming, I'm a romping shot.
Me we quint it up two time and pop your cock.
When you're coming, I'm a romping shot.
Me we make you run out of me house. In a half a frack.
When you're coming, I'm a romping shot.
So when Lil Miner started doing these things and then akafanya mashup ya Bossy na Oti Bop, that was it. It was a rap. Kishash Kobash. It was a rap. So then it was a slippery slope after that. Other guys started experimenting with the dancehall instrumentals, nini nini. But there was also that question of take it to two instrumentals zetu and just do something, but creativity ilikuwa mali ilikuwa limena did this thing wasi wengine wakachukua. This is my theory, semi at this is exactly what happened, yeah. You know, I could be speaking out of ignorance.
Damn.
And then you know he has his own record label, alifanya interview safi sana na Sandwich Podcast, so you can go and check out their episode where he signed Sosa the Prodigy.
Nice.
Ame sign I think YBW Smith and who nice. Else I forget the third person. Sio najita ni watoto wa korofi ama nini, something along those lines. It's so them, bro. It's so them. So nice. I'm here for it. Ile time yenye genge toni liko inavuma, I think they were taking notes, they were cooking, and they didn't know what the final product would look like.
Yeah.
But then I think when Lil Miner started doing his crazy things, then guys were like, ah, okay, outside the box. Yende sana.
Yeah.
Mandi akachukua karanayo, na you know kina YBW Smith and the crew. So I think perfect timing in my line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the fact that your case may plead vizuri.
It's
a good one. And hopefully we get the Abanton documentary.
When I take you, in a way that like now, no, when the iron is hot.
Yeah, like we need, because bro, to me it was like, when especially us, we watch lots of American and foreign media, you know?
Yeah.
When you watch how they love their people and their sound. Unapata msia meanza juzi ame make your documentary just to push on the message, you know?
Culture,
so it would be dope it would be dope if it was done by like, damn, Nick Sema, if I sort of feel vibaya. By Dama. Like a renowned journalist, like Swale Mdoe, if he does a Gengeton, okay, like Abanton or Gengeton kind of music documentary, tell me if it's not getting...
Mdoe,
tell me if it's not... Matafakari Zababu pale ndani, or you know, or... who else? Janet Mbugua, or you know, or like Rubadiri. A renowned, or a Lulu Hassan, you know, someone who.
Edith Kimani, does Edith Kimani still do?
Okay. Yeah, or Yvonne Okwara.
Killed
the deal.
Wait, Larry Mado, check it. Larry, come and do this in one time, man. Come and do this in one time, Larry. Tumaliza nene story. Pika documentary, tuendele na maisha. Put us out of our misery, bro.
Tutambia jia, ambia Larry. Larry, fanya Gengeton ama Abanton. Documentary na umalize hiki tu baze ndo tufurahie because we are loving the sounds and I'm sure it's gonna grow even bigger and better and unajua especially
that's what she said
wakipewa more resources and stuff. It's just killing me right now, but bro, you know what,
oh my god,
since we're talking about sounds, since we're talking about music and stuff, what's the best diss track to drop thus far?
In
before
history?
Even you answer.
In history?
Before even you answer.
I see dead people. So take a call, you take a... You're not doing the job and shit right now, bro. My Mustard God.
Any rap nigga, he a free throw. Man down, call an ember lambs. Tell him breathe, bro. Nell a nigga to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me. Fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pole on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs and party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that fuck him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? P-Rest, that's for bitchin'. You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Well, over your foe, the other vaginal option. pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne Grow, he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the roll label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your far street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
Oh, I know you. I know you look like Drake playing Kendrick, nigga. I saw Kamuko audio. You need to come to YouTube, my guy. You need to come to YouTube.
I have to use Kendrick.
This was a reveal.
Big reveal, my nigga.
No, I love the hair. I love the hair,
yeah,
nigga.
Man.
Nah, that's heavy.
They not like us, bro.
That's heavy. OVO. I love it. I love it, Baze.
Yo! Bro.
Yeah.
Cell Block 1, Mink. Yo, I was getting too hot, so I just had to do it now. I was going to do it at the end of
in
the pod.
In a cafe,
but I'm not
going to
wait that long.
In a cafe.
Unleash the hair, man. Damn.
In a cafe. No one now pumziki, man.
I feel like Shogun, man.
No one look at washwa washwa.
I feel like Toronaga Sama. Toronaga Sama. Toronaga Sama. But yeah, man. So yeah, I switched up my look a bit. As I told, minim so kubadilika. Lilikuwa nieke madrasta, but nikambiwa, eh, dready tabidi ukainazo a long time.
Kufresh mbao na kama biti bro.
Nikamua kuingia kwenye yeah. Is it the breeze? Is it the breeze?
I love it. Hey, utawatesa huku nje wewe.
Nilishaanza kitambo. On my way here. Manzi siyaze na mtaani bro. Na maana nakwambia we need
no,
to.
No, no, no,
but on the road
I can't
trip.
Even go home, manzi. I can't even go
Andy,
home.
Chukua leave.
Oh my God.
You're going to SA.
Let me call my boss.
Siyaze mtaani, but yo, she... there was something. Oh, big shout out to Christine. She made my hair look this good.
Nice, let's go.
So she told me, manze, kuna venye confidence kwa nywele kinakuwaga hapo sa zengine.
It's a thing, bro. It's a thing.
Lingia box, manze, nika kwa 2 lines hapa, nika feel, ooh, yeah, yeah.
Alikuonyesha photo ya nani? Because maybe
no,
kulikuwa
I
na pointi ya reference.
No, 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 no. I, okay.
Ama ulikuwa nayo ukenda kwa
ke. When you have ladies around you, you know, unauliza, hey, itakuwaje. So I sent in a pic, I asked someone to like Pinterest for me, like,
oh, that's how you move.
Yeah, like I was like, well, what do you think would look? Akaniambia, akanitumia photo ya, you know, I don't know what the box braids. I don't know. Something like that. But yeah, something like that. But then when I went there, it was like, yeah, I just want to use my natural hair. I don't want to get anything added on it, like a braid or something. So yeah, now we are
nah, that's fresh, bro. That's fresh.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro.
Ata me lately nilikuwa najaribu ku entertain the idea of maybe switching up my hair, but I'm like, nah, let me stick with this a little bit longer.
Yeah, yours.
Yeah, hadi nilikuwa naulizwa last week, like, when am I doing dreads? It's like a progression thing because I do twists and I'm like, hey, no way I'm doing dreads.
And I yona this Sunday, mother.
Oh my God.
Mother's Day, and I'm be at the whole
record
day.
Reaction, yeah,
okay. I will try.
Damn.
So, yo, the best diss track out right now, Kendrick Lamar.
Don't look when you cool is it of all time or like right now?
Right now, I said right now.
The Hard Part 6. The Hard Part 6. You know why? No, I'll tell you why. I haven't watched that EP, but this hour.
Okay, tell me why.
I'll tell you why. It's because the energy that Drake had showed finality, and it was like, okay, enough of the games. I've been controlling this for a bit too long. Okay. I'll give you a bit of everything, right? I'll rap, I'll slow it down, I'll talk over this, I'll put the subs, and more so, the fact that they fed Kendrick's camp wrong information does it all for me, manze. I'm not going to lie, not like us, fire anthem, fire beat. I'm all about the West Coast beat. I'm all about the West Coast beat, manze. Like, it's crazy.
I'll make your audio.
Of course, you already nice. know. But only, and just like Drake said, I mean, not like us was fire, but only if the information was right, manze. And that's the problem. Because once I discredit everything you put out there, then that's it, manze. It's just a fire beat. It's going off in the clubs. I'm probably going to drop it. It's been a record of the week, a whole week. But only that the information was wrong, K-Dot. Was fire. I said this even on air. Yeah. I was willing to admit that Kendrick is one up with this one. I'm not going to lie. He's one up with this one. But the moment that Drake cleared the air and it was out there that, okay, yeah, it was wrong information. None of these things that have been said is actually true. And also, K-Dot hasn't responded to a lot that has been alleged against him.
Yeah.
And he's still poking, you know. So I was like, you know what? I was going to admit that Not Like Us was fire and this was it. It was another Pusha T moment only. That was disrespectful, man, you know. And BBL Drizzy by Metro.
Yo, in fact, don't even put the original. Put that Spanish. Yo, it's gone cult. It's gone Spanish. It's the La Bajata. Guys are going crazy with BBL.
It's an earworm, bro. Even Ashley can't stop singing it, you know.
Yo, a instrumental, fam.
Yeah, Metro. I love how guys are taking it. Like, Metro was told to shut up and go make some drums. That's exactly what he did.
Instrumental time. Let's you go. Know. I love it, man. That's why I think this is one of the best, kind of, let me just say, thus far. It's one of the best years in music, not only in globally, but also in Kenya. You know, like, with Urbantone, as we were talking about earlier, it's because now they've moved. Because now there's Urbantone, kuna beats zile za dancehall, alafu sai wamezi imagina, and then they also have original beats, you know, which are still flowy and they're good. So I like the fact that also that is gaining. Kama mtoi sasa ameanza, ametoka kunywa maziwa sana, atai kuingia ni baby class ama ni wherever wanaanzianga huko chini.
Solid food sasa.
Kikiendanga, unajua. So I feel as if it's really been a good kind of year for music generally, as guys have been also dropping projects, you know, kind of thing.
I can't wait to see where you're going to go Maybe towards the festive
December.
Season.
Can you imagine the December?
Exactly.
Na Chris Kaiga is just there chilling. I love it.
Exactly. So it's quite interesting. Sana. Also, I love how our big groups like Kina Brooklyn and the Cardinalis, I love how they're embracing individuality within the group.
Nice.
Just like how Kina Wu-Tang were moving as a posse, but now everybody still has, you know, their own thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see how that progression is gonna look like come festive season.
Yeah, true. Itaka even
crazy
watching
sana.
The Wheelie and
there's that other side of music.
Matata. Like there's that other side also that maybe we don't talk about, but I also wanna highlight it where it's like guys are mixing in. You know, our mother tongues.
Vernacular
kind of thing, which is appealing to a way bigger audience than, you know, just the urban setting that is.
Yeah.
So I like that. Watenda Willy, Yawaya, and all them, the man them, and
them singing us niggas. Tunawacheki, manze.
That's what I kill.
Kina Fancy Fingers, Savara, Bensoul.
I also like the way them, they are integrating. Like, Savara integrates so well with so many people. Like, when you hear him with, you know, with Boutros and Furthermore and VicWest, it's such a different kind of dynamic. And, you know, Savara is OG type of thing and stuff. So it's also good to see. It'll also be dope to see Nyashinsky, to see where he'll tap into, or Sauti So when they do their thing, or you know, Kali.
Like, bro, we also what Fancy Fingers did to Kudade. We also what he did to Kudade. I can't play the original Kudade right now. Ningumu sana. I have to play the Fancy Fingers refix. You get me?
Anpenda anpenda kuzilik, anpenda chicks, anpenda tigers, anpenda hizo hip six, sexes kiwa bamba. Anpenda hi, anpenda that slow, but yende chap chap. Anpenda hi, anpenda that slow, but yende chap chap. Ay, Kudade, ay, ina dude da. Ay, ay, mina kana mwa, anamba nala. Ay, ay, Kudade, ay, ina dude da.
So I love the mashups, I love the merging, I love the different conversations people are having. Even with, like, I remember seeing videos of Blankets when World brought out, and I was like, you know what? I'm here for it. It's that impactful, then who's to say where it's going to go? Like, the limits are only for us to put for ourselves.
True that.
But as we make a transition into something else, kuna a couple of DMs I've been receiving na nataka tuanze na one of these ones.
Oh, aina noma. Pia kuna ile story ya neiba.
Yo tutaingia. Kwanza na ngoje hosti na rudi. Nwachiki hosti kwa empty. Na ngoje instigator number one na rudi kwanza. But kuna dema pali kwa nasema, someone said DJs give either baby daddy or fuck boy. That you are never serious. Do you think that your profession, and I want to involve you as an MC also and as a radio guy, msemonyako in media, right? Do you think that having, or do you think that your profession having such a narrative attached to it affects you in some ways, especially how you show up in relationships? Like, are there happily married DJs? And I want to...
There are, man.
I want to expand the conversation to maybe even happy relationships. Like, do you know DJs who are in happy relationships? Or MCs,
but
for that
imagine,
matter.
I understand what the question is, because there are stigmas that people and society and they... They not like us.
Hey, this
now
boy.
They will always be Drake. Damn, DJ Khaled. Anyway,
lazima tafanya ile kitu, man. It's a setup.
But anyway, I feel as if there are stigmas that are attached to many different... It's like if you work at the morgue, bro. I'm sure there are stigmas that people have attached to what you do that maybe haven't really... Or maybe, you know, are not the same, which are, you know, out
it's
there.
Different.
Out there.
Yeah.
So I feel as if it's only Vitutu's...
Ni hekaya za bunwasi. Anasema kelele za nini hazipasui cho?
Kelele za mkundu. Oh my God, I love it. Wala bin wala would be proud.
Very proud.
But I understand there are some professions that have a certain stigma, but I feel as if... Nah.
Are there stigmas you hold to certain professions?
I feel as if I let go of them once I, you know, became more open-minded. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes you feel as if, itakuwa noma, but then it's like, why not? Guys are getting money, guys are, you know, guys are hustling, guys are making, you know, it's better than, I understand the washing and the crime life looks nice, but it's never that nice, trust,
okay.
It's never, so I feel as if,
I feel as if it didn't matter. That's why everybody should be treated with respect, you know.
Yes.
Usione msea na kusave pahali kwa restaurant tuanze kudhani, oh, you know, unaanza ku look down upon that profession in a way, you know. But
yeah.
So that to me, when I view it like that, it's like, profession totally ziko tu sawa, whether you work. But there are stigmas that are associated. Ni kama ukijua whoever owns like a blog site.
Yeah,
you know, there's a certain stigma that you might, or society or the comments might attach to someone who, you know, owns like a...
Imagine Mabishte where it go Barry.
You know?
Imagine being his friend and you're like, damn, any day.
No, man.
But no, I'm sure na kuanga tu sawa. Yeah. But it's interesting umesema hivyo, because you can even expand this conversation to something even wider than just... romantic setups. Juna kumbuka, before ni malize DJ school, my instructor, big up DJ Devi, alikuwa naniambia, one of the reasons why like, ana enjoy your process ya kuget kutich mse, ku make sure that, ana learn the proper way, ana learn process vile iko, and also enjoying to see this person acquire this skill, is because you never know. Kama mimi nikitoka hii DJ school, nikienda huko nje,
yep.
Mimi ndio nitakuja kumpatia kazi.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot of that happen. Like, even you, I'm sure you've been in spaces where people you were looking up to, people used to listen to, people used to get things from, are now getting things from you. They're now looking up to you for 1, 2, 3, you know, things. So that taught me a very valuable lesson. And regardless of who you talk to, who you meet, mahali mna interact, the kind of interaction, you have to treat them with the utmost respect. Juwezi jua when the tables turn, mtapatana wapi. And it would be very embarrassing kama ulidharau mse, ujipate kwa situation. I'm sure you've all been humbled before. Unakuja kudharau mse and then... you end up needing their help, but they're in a position to dictate maybe your future or something of the sort. But as you said, back to the conversation, yes, I get the notion that's out there. I get the stigma that, you know, a lot of entertainers, not just DJs, entertainers face, because pia wase wako media, wase wa radio, wase wa podcasters. Kwanza podcasters, kuna conversation DST walikuwa na have on an episode where they hosted GK Nyambura. You should check it out. Like, anyway, kukuwa mse ako in front of the camera and you talk about maybe your daily life, your interactions with people. A lot of people would be very wary how they move around you. Juu, how do you come out akwa content the following day? But I also understand someone who would have such reservations, juu. You don't want your business out there. I'm going to take some sort of privacy.
Yeah.
I'll say this, bottom line, to each their own. Kama huu utaki DJ because of this and this, ni sawa. Usikujie DJ. Ende ya lawyer, ende ya daktari, ende ya pilot.
But pia wako na vitu zao. Lazima
kila mse wako na vitu zake,
bro. Twitch own. Upate tu yule mse wako.
Ukipata mse, and you know what? I'll do you a better one. Life has such a twisted sense of humor. Ule mse mwenye unasemanga, mimi sitaki kama huyu. The universe goes like, oh, challenge accepted. You don't know what's coming your way.
No way.
For example, you all know I'm into thick babes. Until I fell for a skinny babe.
Petite ndo inaweza.
Bro.
Ah, nini.
Like flat, manzi. And I was like, is this me? Is this who I really am? No titties, no ass, but I loved her, manzi.
As long as you're happy, bro.
As long you get me. So, to each their own. If you're in a place where you don't, or you're not attracted to such kind of people, then kubali. You also don't need to hate on them. It's okay to feel how you feel about them, but... what are you feeling about something else that's more attractive to you? Focus more on that. So that's what I'd say. There's so many relationships that are healthy and successful where entertainers are involved, DJs are involved, MCs are involved. So to answer your question, yes, they're very happily married DJs and this thing can work. We show up in relationships as us. They accept us for who we are. We accept ourselves for who we are. They accept us for who we are and we accept them for who they are.
Wakile, a quick
very
one.
Very simple. A quick one, wakile. You can take me as your advocate, manze. Unataka turuke kwa hiyo maneno yenye Austin alikuwa anataka tuongea ama we take it slow.
Nangoja umesema a couple, nangoja nyingine.
Oh, nangoja nyingine.
Kama imeishi hapa tunaweza ingia maneno ya Austin. Kwa sababu Austin ni mse. Mse huyu. Mse akia mama.
So, mse alikuwa anasema, damn, before tufikia kwa Austin, you need prayers, my guy. Just know you need prayers. There's this babes, she was my best ex. Like, we never broke up. We just gave each other some breaks. So, she is back. And she... Mshanza kucheka. and she's effortlessly like anaeka effort ku push for the agenda of me and her going back to what we had. So what's your take on this? Someone wanted to know what take
what
on
we had getting in the relationship,
a relationship. My amesema my best ex, like we never broke up. Hatuku break up.
Check
so sahi ni my ex juu ilienda vile ilienda, hawaku break up.
I will refer you to video number 124 kwa TikTok yangu. Inasema very simple. Ukiona msupa amerudi kutoka kwa streets,
alipatiwa dick mbaya huko nje manze. She was like, shit, nikubaya huko. Alikuwa
akiteswa huko na art of war na mchanganya mbaya huko. Huko wanamtreat vibaya, wanam hey, huko wanamuonyesha vitu, kwa hivyo akaona, hey, if I weigh the streets na huyu kijana wangu, nani anawee? Akaona wewe by the way huko unafanya vitu zingine. Akarudi kwako. So be guided.
The devil you know as opposed to the angel that you don't.
Eh, mimi naweza sema hivyo kwa sababu huko hicho ni kubwani.
Mimi nasema hivi bro. Clearly if she's pushing for the agenda, ni kumaanisha maybe you clocked out. Cause even your phrasing vile umeiweka, yeye ndo anapushia agenda. If you are about it, then ungekuwa na flow nayo. But also my question is, what was the reason for the break?
Kijana amesema unajua pia na naangalia wording my best ex.
My best ex.
Ah, huyu kijana ako ndani tayari. Yeye pia hako amemwacha.
Ako in denial.
Akiuliza hii swali, asha make choice.
Nikurudia na rudi like. Ni kama amenipass word lakini I want a head from you neither.
Eh, I want to confirm my choice. Unajua sometimes unajua you ask for advice but you already know you've made the answer.
Oh,
so na feel ni kama the same way. Huyu kijana ana confirm tu. So kudos manze ani relationship in town. How are ya?
Bro, tunajua nataka kurudi, so rudi. Aongea kuna tulizie swali kama ungekuwa umemove on. Enda piga mali ukichoka utatembea. You're not yet done with this, but we're also curious about why the break. What was the purpose of the break? Because that could also tell us a lot. But now we can't get that information. And we need a call in line. We need a call in line.
Ama WhatsApp. Msa tutumia voice note alafu tuwe.
Too many by the way, tunaza zicheza.
Kwenye DMs lakini, man.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, that's a cool one. I like that one. But we msa tucheza
kitu. Ame tu play, sindiyo? Yeah. Had us in the first half.
Ebu tuongeleyo maneno ya Austin kidogo.
Apana dinya jirani. Usidinye neiba.
Ama dinya
jirani. Achana na neiba manze.
Dinya jirani. Na udinya mzuri. Kwa sababu kwa WhatsApp group kiaza kuanikwa, kuna mtu anakutetea.
House number. Umesema kuna kelele huko.
Noma. So, there's the topic of, you know, eating, you know, in the same compound or eating in
low-lying fruits.
Na ina depend. By the way, wacha ni sema. Sasa gine lazima ukuwe na respect kidogo. So wacha ni ulize, Austin, ukikula une iba ni ana stay in the same building ama ni like a different block iko mbali?
Same building. Manze, so zero grazing for real, for real. Okay.
So, kwa hiyo sando mimi sipendi. Kwa sababu hiyo, ata ukishuka na kitu nyingine,
inakuwa awkward.
Inakuwa ni maganish. Maganush. Imagine kupigwa mabare kwa stage. Alafu ya ishi ground floor. Enye watu unaishi ground floor njini watiaji. Alafu ishi ground floor. Wata ground floor unasikia kila msea kishuka.
True, true, true. Inakua, na unasikia wasewa kibonga. God damn.
Ama sayo ukiishi ground floor msewa toke. Maybe vitu za tokens ndo ziko hapo downstairs. So wasawa napita hapo kwa kwa sana. So for me, first of all, iyo mambo kula kwa neighbor, you can munch, according to my gospel of Nevites, unaweza munch, but akue at least have, like akue a stone throw away.
Na kama miiva mbaya. Unacheki ni ngori. Ni ngori. Ni maganish manze, but I get you. A bit of distance inaweza saidia sana cause discretion muhimu.
Cause ufikiri,
nataka kumove vile nataka kumove bila kumake things awkward.
Eh, kusema ukweli mimi ufikiria ma times mimi ingia mtaani nini, unajua saa zingine, unajua? Nah, man.
Haiwezi hiyo.
Mtu atapipale kwa kati na alafu
inakuwa ngumu. Inakuwa ngumu. And
deadly.
Also, I don't know I don't know about our side, so I want to ask from you. How would you feel seeing her walking with another nigga or leave
house like,
with another nigga?
Yeah, man, you know
but for them, we're never really sure how they're going to take it or feel about it.
But imagine manzi yako next door, una doba, alafu anamiku msupo wako wa moon, inakuwa no man.
I hadn't thought of that.
Una try kuongeza Bridgerton na volume 100. Ayongezeki inakuwa no man.
Damn. But
so,
yeah. It's tricky. If you, I think it's not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I prefer kuwe like a stone throw ama kuwe like kama unaishi kateme number one yani ishi kama number three huko chini like kuna at least a bit of distance ndo hata yeye akileta mtu hauumi ama wewe ukileta mtu hao you know kuna a bit of respect ama mkiwa hivyo mmoja ame
ja kudinyana hakuna hapo sasa tutakuwa tumepush hapo tutakuwa tu ja kudinyana
mwingine hapo tumepush
hapo tumepush manzi
kwa sababu mimi na imagine eh hey, itakuwa na
hii conversation inaanza we are both grown adults. Yo conversation inaanzia hapo. Sisi ni watu wakubwa. Sisi ni watu wazima. Basi,
kama tunaishi kama wewe unaishi A1 na mimi naishi A2 na A4 ni nyumba imekuwa combined. Tuingie huko to save rent.
Anyway,
moving. Let's live to Let's live
anyway,
together economy.
On the real, kwa comment section maze. How cool are you with smashing the neighbor? Ama kama wewe ndio neighbor, how cool are you with them smashing you? Kwambie.
They have to live at least. I have to do hata siyezi osha nguo before aone.
Ari, unadinya jirani. Yes. Austin, unadinya, you know.
Kila mtu atadinya jirani.
Nimrat, unadinya jirani.
Swali ni, utadinya jirani na hiyo situation ikiwa aje.
Okay.
Present situation. At least udinya jirani akiwa a stone throw.
Umesema stone throw away.
Yeah, a stone throw.
Utapigwa mawe wewe.
Arms length ni tu.
Utapigwa mawe.
Kila saa A1 ikilia uko pale kwa window. Ah, pana man. Saa hiyo ndo Nimrat ameleta kila msee. Imagine unaishi close to Nimrat. Saa hiyo ameleta Andy, Nevin. Uwa puna shanga. Hey, best friends wameka hapo 10 hours. Itaweza aje. Unajua. Unaanza kuwa siu. Inakuwa noma. Heartbreak. Heartbreak.
It's not for the faint hearted. Hey, yo lazima uko unajitambua. Lazima uko unajielewa.
Ni kama kuishi building moja na sneaky link. Haiwezi.
Hiyo pia ni tricks manze.
Hata ile uwa distance wata zengine na making hiyo sneaky link inakuwa enjoyable.
I say that like nataka ni kumiss. Akunanga kitu kwa kama.
Akunanga kitu. Kumiss kando. Nasema distance.
Sinio. No, is it not one and the same thing?
Kumiss.
I'm mistaken.
No. Sikia. Suna kumuka kuna ile verse ya ni Brenda Maina alisema natoka Thika mpaka Rongai.
Kukupea.
Yo no naongelelea. Yo distance wa ni tamu. The longer the distance,
distance
the sweeter.
Yo distance inanifanya ni kumiss manze.
The longer the distance, the sweeter. Unatambua. So, you know, so wata kumiss tunatambua, bro. Weka kumiss kano.
Oh,
distance.
Man.
Ukishi Rongai na mini ishi, sijui huko.
So, acha tuanzie kwa distance, alafu tutenda kwa kumiss basi. So, with the distance, yes, I agree.
Hey.
Plus, pia, ina make things interesting with home na away. Kuna deza kucheza mechi
bana.
Home, kuna deza kucheza mechi away.
At least nione vile Karen inakaa. Kama
unacheki, sindiyo.
At least nione uptown.
Cheki the ends kuna kaaje.
Siati daily tukukua.
Nipeleke uptown manzi.
Daily
sikila siku.
Vibanda daily. Yo bro, kuna...
Umepeleka na kibanda kutosho. Umepeleka na kibanda. Umepeleka demo uptown kibanda.
Bro, apana, unajua hata ni kusho. Unajua pale living situation yetu. Inakuwaga? If you have maybe a visitor in the house and you're lacking something, you can be, let me dash to the shop.
Yeah.
Sina kuga hivyo, sa zengine, unajua uki start off. Mm. But unajua kishigi uptown, akunaga let me dash to the shop.
Awezi.
Ni superman, ni a chandarana, quick man. Unajua.
Ni shopping.
We can glow, you know, we can order it. Bro, so afadhali at least who? Tutembe ndo nione maneno mingi.
We get kuelewa manzi, one vile kuko different huko nje. But how do you feel about the missing part? Cause kuna conversation pia tulikuwa tuna have kwa mics are open about the delayed gratification thing. And ile nipo kumisiana like despite the distance kuonana pia. Like how often do you meet up with your sneaky link? Cause I feel like napendanga kugo for maybe it's something I've just come to the realization. Si kitu nilikuwa nafanya consciously. And it so happened out of circumstances.
Okay.
Ni ladies enenye, maybe unataka kulink up na even if possible 3 times a week. Na utakuwa sawa. But not because of circumstances, unapata maybe hata menda 3 weeks bila kuonana.
Hey.
Lakini ile siku mnapatana.
You see sneaky, 3 weeks.
Hey, circumstances bro, life happens. Hey.
Bro. You had sneaky mwana watu na imisuse.
No, siku imisuse.
Sneaky 3 weeks.
Like, bro, okay, how about zile times zenye menda back to back like 4 out of 5 days a week?
days in a month. At least days, at least nikikuona Sunday ama Saturday ama nikikuona weekend, at least naweza kuona nikikuona maybe weekend na ghafla binvu ile unajua weather for two meteorological department flood imeni sweep nimefika kwako.
Sawa. Unajua let's Wednesday. Go with 1 week then let's go with 1 week bus. Hey. That 1 week is so crucial to me. They need to drop that song, bro.
Kwa sababu 1 week. Hey, sikilika fana, man. You need too much. You need shabata mwingine.
So you also like it. You're about it. Like,
I mean, nataka ikuwe Monday, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I love
okay,
what
Caesar.
Yeah.
Okay,
siku chache. Siku chache but wiki ni tu. Wiki nitakuwa nime mkono itakuwa ime work, alafu nitakuwa nime na wiki ni too much. Yeah. So let's shorten the this time.
Okay, man. I think that's a question they can answer in the comment section. Like, what's the longest you should go for or you do want to go for before linking up with your sneaky link?
Yeah, you need sneaky long distance. You're too much.
Hey, what do you tap here?
You're too much.
And on the conversation, kuna tweet niliteki and a very interesting quoted retweet.
Katambe.
So the tweet reads, getting your celibacy streak broken by a person with mediocre performance will have you regretting why you broke it in the first place.
Oh my God. Hata si lazima ikuwe na hiyo part ya celibacy.
Eh.
Nile time tu yani unadai tu ya kuipiga mechi. Unadai tu kuingia UEFA finals. Yani unadai tu yani kudu your thing.
Yeah.
Ah man.
And then upate disappointing.
Yeah. Kuna yani heartbreak.
What's disappointing to you looking like? Like manze, umetoka kwa break yako manze unataka ku release shit manze
and kama then, udai
let's go
kujianika wewe ninataka kujianika
tupige mask ticketed
kujianika wewe
tupige ticketed
manze sijazileta but ninataka kujianika
bado nanga I thought zinakuanga huko kwa store manze
oh manze nilisahau nikaenda nazo wataziiba. Anyway nitaziweka hapa but ninataka kujianika. Anyway for me manze kama sasa nyingine kama udai foreplay mimi manze wana kwa kwa gani nimekuangalia hivi niko like
really
wallahi mimi ni yule msee
hata zile days yenye no like I want to hear and now fuck everything else
mimi ni yule msee sijui mbona like lazima kukue na like, warming up the oven acha okay. Ni let me use the right terms but for me foreplay yani ni kitu yani lazima ikue.
So you always do foreplay always?
Yeah.
Okay,
the thing so nikiambiwa ai tuingie tu mzima niko like sawa, anaweza ingia mzima but kidogo nimevunjwa moyo. Kidogo tu. Nimesema ni
sawa lakini single pande.
Ninataka kujiandika. Haya, ya pili ni stingo ikiwa moja.
Hataki ku switch.
Cause kuna I get it. Kuna venye composition flani na kubamba but
oh favorite yake. Utaki kwenda na favorite yake manze never.
Ni sawa missionary iko sawa but wa missionary walikuja wakaenda. Walikuja wakaenda.
But she has a pretty face.
Alafu na doggy for the big bite. So lazima tucheki bite okay. Pia. So lazima kukuwe na exchange of
hujuma hiyo nimeona.
So for me it's like if you just want it one way it's like eject me. Like please niende tu nyumba ningekuwa naona series sai mbaya ningekuwa naona magasaka. Ningekuwa naona mazema Japanese wakifanya ile kitu pale but
here we are.
So yeah, mimi nimepatia na hizo mbili jianike kidogo.
Disappointing for me would have to be with the energy.
Okay.
Mineza unataka style moja ni sawa lakini at some point lazima tu compromise. Yoyo lazima tutaongea, we have to negotiate. But for me nakuanga energy like if I can tell maybe uko distant kiasi and it's like the energy that we had leading up to this moment maybe me alter kiasi it's allowed but if I feel like mentally maybe you may check out that for me in a make the experience a little bit different it takes away from you know and some yeah you know wangana sema hivi teki it's okay even if we don't have sex right now or even tonight
yeah tunaweza kaa ile pillow wall.
Yeah. Then me you know what I do? I cuddle them into sex.
And that doesn't sound good.
No cause you know utasema sinio yeah you know right. It's consensual, my no, nigga. It's
just
consensual.
Look at the people who are agreeing with you, Andy.
Everybody in the room is agreeing.
No,
you're the only OP here, my nigga.
No, no.
Including Nimrat. Oh, Nimrat, you're not agreeing. Hear me out. So this is a thing.
Okay.
Have you never been in a situation where they weren't really maybe up for it as much as they were earlier on? Okay. So you all decide, it's okay, let's chill. Let's cuddle.
Let's big spoon, little spoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And more often than not, they get hornier than you.
So
now you're confused. Don't mefunga shop. And then now she's hungry all of a sudden. But hey, look at reverse psychology, man. They got your ass. Got your bitch.
Hey, wanataka kujimaliza.
You play 3D chess just like Drake, manze.
Hey, ni kubaya.
You played yourself in. Unaona, okay. Ulikuwa unafikiria you were safe, lakini umdaniendie si. You know.
Ndio ni ngori. Poleni.
But for me also maybe mediocre would be hygiene wise.
Okay.
But that's something we have to agree before we get into the act. So if I and bro, have you ever felt betrayed? Like say sneaky link mwenye mezi ya kukuwa na ye, and then one day she comes and maybe it's smelling a bit ripe down there. And you're like, we've been here before, manze. Why are you acting brand new? Why are you putting me behind enemy lines, manze? Kwani? What did I do to you? Why?
Mefanyia nini, Andy?
Why? No, have you never been behind enemy lines like you feel betrayed? Like this is shoddy who is usually clean, right?
Mm.
Smelling like bad tuna, right? That's what you wrote? Bad tuna?
You guys.
Yeah, it's fishy, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been there. Umejianika acha mimi nijianike manze. I've been there with shoddy. We've been here a couple of times. You're usually clean. But do you not smell what's going on? Like, what's going on? Do you not smell this shit? So if it gets there, I feel very betrayed and okay. I'm like, now in those situations, I make myself come faster just to put myself out of this shit, manze.
It's just about
that. Acha ni mwage niende. Juzi tunafanya nini hapa, manze?
We, nikubia.
Nikisha mwaga mle. Yeah, I'm out. I'm a pass out, manze.
Oh,
so I'm glad to get into that. So the quoted retweet is, you have to go to a trusted finisher to break a celibacy streak. Never break it with a new entrant.
Yeah.
Redeem retirement benefits first.
Yeah.
Discuss.
That is true. I agree with that. When you want that, even when it's not, when you're not celibate, when you just want to like, you know, get your good mechi on, you know your person. You know that person who you know you can take it there with. I'm sure, yeah, that's the right. And then, unaweza kuwa na room for others. So I agree. Get your best eater to do the work.
Okay. So kwa rotation ama kwa do you call it, is it hierarchy ama hierarchy ama ni nini? Hierarchy. Hierarchy. Yes. Kuna hierarchy
or totem pole.
Can we just go to high thoughts if you have it?
Okay, kwa kwenye bendera.
What was that?
Hakuna totem pole.
Tuingie trailing real quick in and out. Umesema nini?
Bandiki zimeweza.
Oh damn, yeah, on that. Juu kama, mambo ulifanya kitu na ndiki manze. Cause nilingia comment section ya YouTube yetu manze at the very last episode that we dropped. And
oh,
I made a shout going out to Dexter Deb 35. And I said, ndiki sounds like a state you're in after sandwich session or when that liquor hit.
Yes. The same thing, you know, yeah, it's a nice up by us.
Anasema Mbekeko is giving kikombe. Yo,
Andy, that one we
that
just
came from the
leave
gods.
It for our lawyer brother.
You're gonna treat it like that.
Bro, Juzi, yo ndiki is nimekuwa nikiuse my contacts, my relationship to push that word. Ndiki zinaenda mbali.
Inaenda mbali, iko na fire.
You never know. Skiza Abanton kidogo. You never know.
Coming to an Abanton song near you.
Ukisikia ndiki usianze kusema tulipeana rice. But yeah, what's the next? Was there another comment?
But Dexter anasema pia, love the chase when you're talking about the origin of the chase. So anasema, I love the chase. It starts that foreplay, especially if y'all's chemistry is great. Lakini pia usi overdo. Because you're talking about at what point does the chase stop becoming interesting. So that's what Dexter had to say. And then, damn, how do I even pronounce this one? Omupere Owiyo. I'm glad I didn't butcher that one. Anasema Mbekeko sort of sounds like a derivative of the Luya word Mbeko, which is give me. But if we were to escape the native mind, like Andy said, personally, Mbekeko sounds like Jabba. Something along the lines of Mbichwa. Example, Leopale Bez fika na yombekeko. And I was like, okay. It's hitting. Pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, kuzana ile mbekeko. So mbekeko could also mean like mali, ile mali, ile mbekeko ni aze. You get me? So trilingual is in full effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the metamorphosis is happening. Mbekeko. So if you still feel a type of way about it, unaweza tuambia. But Ndiki's papers, kuraruka mbaya. Ama when the liquor just hits proper.
Macho
Tobasco, ketchup, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can let us know how you're feeling that in the comment section.
Sawa, tukwenye high thoughts ama tuko wabi say.
Tunezenge high thoughts. Yes, yes. You have any high thoughts?
Relax and take notes. While I take
don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Yeah, it's part of our experience.
Okay.
So, tukiwa high thoughts manze, mina andi tulienda kuwatch Godzilla na Kong.
Oh! 11 out of 10! 11 out of 10, nigga!
As you can see.
Yo!
I had to take the man them out for a date night, you know?
Bada! Take me out for dinner, nigga.
Yeah, so it was nice and I personally enjoy, you know, movies that take you outside to a different type of world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I know you enjoy that too. So it was a good type of experience. And the thing that got me the most is tulienda huko at least kuna mtu alitupea ka something ka good treats.
Hey, manze, you know, ukienda safari, before you start the journey, yes.
Snacks, unaambiwa,
some small.
Ikula kwa safari. So unajua tuliambiwa
umbe mafuta.
Ikula kwenye safari.
Yeah.
So tukakula kakitu. Me, I don't know how you felt.
I didn't.
Even me.
Is this how babes feel? Yeah. I understand. I get it.
But yo, fam. So it wasn't really, to me, I expected, you know, sometimes you want to go into a cinema because, you know, cinemas never allow you to, you know, have your sandwich there, yeah, you know, as you're watching. So it's just one of those ones where, yeah, for now, you know. So it's one of those ones you want to have, like, you know, an edible treat, you know, to treat yourself as you're watching. But you know, it didn't go as expected. So
I wanted to space out, manze, because the visuals, the sound, the graphics, manze, I was here for it. But I'm not mad. The effort, if for effort, manze, I'm not mad, bro.
Me, I'm very mad,
I'm not
bro.
Mad, no.
I wrote such
let
an angry text.
Let me expose my boy. To who?
to the guy.
Ukimwambia nini?
Like, he ain't busting like the way you said it was busting, bro. Like, it ain't it. And then it's always, yeah, this is gonna sound so,
see, just so weird.
But it's always awkward for me to like scold
an adult,
your female adult plug.
Oh, it was a she.
Yeah. It's hard to like be like
eh? You lost me. You lost me.
Yeah, I had to. So for me, when you know where you say, you know, born to say this and then forced to say this. So I'm usually like kindly, you know, say the right things next time. Like, give the right recommendation.
Yeah,
like,
this way you don't gas. This is exactly what, even as a plug, usigas.
Acha tu msia kombie. So, plug alikuwa medaisha. Hey, hii hata.
Was this a first time purchase from this plug?
Yeah, first time.
Oh, man.
Was like, hii manze, hii.
Pia kuna mtu wako tulimsamea because alitupitisha the same thing lakini tulimsamea. Tulimpatia strike moja lakini tukasema ni sawa. Unakumbuka leo mwenye ulikuwa unatuambia alituletea mali kutoka dispensary fulani manze. Akatuambia itaweza. Tulikuwa like,
nitamchukua huyo, huyo mtu wangu huyo. Nitamchukua.
I mean, the God is waiting for you to finish your freestyle and then he goes like, nah, that ain't it, man.
Yeah, and that's why I gave that story last time for being like, I'd rather be there to, you know, pick the right quantities because in a way to manze, tunahitaji tukule sandwich mingi.
Let me ask this, manze, what's the longest you allow food to stay on the ground before you pick it up and eat it again?
Okay.
Jams are not aware.
4 seconds?
Then why did you have to wait for 30 minutes, nigga? Why did you have to wait for like almost half an hour? You found the missing piece that you've been looking for the entire half of that time. And then after the movie is over, after Sima Zimewaka, it's right there in front of you, like, ah, there you are.
Bro, in the cinema,
you blew that
shit. You didn't say that. You said it, you should have said in the cinema.
Does it make a difference? Yes. That thing was on the floor for like 30 minutes, bro. Yeah.
Plus, you know, the...
You still picked it up and you ate it.
Plus the...
I'm thinking that's why you were mad.
The CBD enzymes, the THC, you know.
That's why you got mad.
No.
Because you went through all that and it still didn't hit.
Nothing.
Damn.
Like, man, this is MJ. Also, as we're in high thoughts, kwa wale wanasemanga, oh, it's too early to eat. Shidairu inakoga wabi.
To eat sandwich, ama?
No.
Eh.
To eat in general.
Like, nani amesema hivyo? Who said that?
Kuna wale wanasemanga, oh, it's too early to eat.
There's no such
thing. It's too late to eat.
I will wake up at 2 a.m. to
eat. And munch. A quick snack.
Chop, 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 chop.
As a lady, you should not be eating plain tea. That's why I'm having a quick midnight snack. Midnight quick snack. Look at my snack. Quick snack over here. Just a quick chop, chop. Just a small appetizer. With a nice fruit juice to balance it out.
Ah, damn. I didn't have any high thoughts, interestingly. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, you know, when we were watching Shogun and I was seeing the Japanese, you know, the warriors, and you can see the warriors and the people who are in the and different hierarchies of power, they have different hairstyles.
Yeah.
So in me, it was like who came up with, like, what was the flow? Like, after Ludacris kwa kinyozi,
yeah,
as one of the hairstyles that should be mimic, like, who came up with this fashion, you know?
Interesting you say that. On TikTok, just this week, Nili Cheki Msiame post the different hairstyles that have been existing in Africa, even during the pre-colonial period, the colonial period, post-colonial. Mm. And bro, we were up to some interesting things, manze. Like, guys were putting some S-looking like patterns on their manze na kaninyoka, some, and different countries had different styles. Like, the Somalis had their own, the Kikuyus had the Madridi Dredi, you know, and I was like, damn. When it comes to the origin, I don't really know if I can pinpoint where I think it came from. What I know is, I think we started doing more of hairstyles as one, beauty, and two, hygiene. Because maybe just keeping their fro, nywele kona lice, that's why we have to shave. We have to shave animals, trim, hapa na pale. I can't maybe pinpoint an incident where someone came up with this idea. Like, you know what? I think we should do this.
Yeah, but I think also maybe slavery should... I'm sure maybe slavery and colonial times, there must have been also some things that were maybe done to
maybe
hair.
Maybe cornrows.
Just to hair. But also, just talking also about hairstyle, there used to be the Ronaldo from Brazil. He used to share hair right there. It used to be such a thing. And then the Moho.
Everybody,
you know,
wanted that. So there was the Balotelli. So
many, it's just crazy. It would be... The first person to get the mohawk and step outside, I wonder how they felt or what the reaction with guys were. Was it like, yo, or was it like, nigga, did steamer potea, and then that guy just went about his day? Because sometimes I think, like, nikienda kwa kinyozi ninyolewa alafu steamer ipotee, I think I might just decide to continue the day.
Nah, mimi nabaki hapo tutangoja stima zirudi manze.
Ama utaenda ununue generator.
I think what happened is they hated, and then later on they were like, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad. Yeah. Maybe it must have been the ladies.
True, there must have been a lady somewhere.
Yeah,
like,
must have been the ladies. Yeah.
This is
then
so
the niggas
cool.
were like, wait, they like that shit?
Let's do this shit.
Wait, hook me up, bro. Yeah. Hook me up with a trip.
Yeah. But yeah, those are some of my thoughts. But
that's
an
interesting one. Yes, dude, let me go through my notes and see if I had
Sneaky Pig up on my PR.
Relax and take notes. Take
smoke. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Yo, thank you very much. Manzi, I wish ningeza kufanya hivi simu yangu mwone namba zetu, but hey, the ops watasema,
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us. But yes, thank you very much. Our numbers are amazing on our audio, and also what wanna ingia hapo kwenye Good Company YouTube page. Manze, big up yourself. Make sure you tell somebody about us because you are our ambassador. So make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe when you hit, you know, the Good Company page. Alafu pia ukiingia pale kwenye app iOS pale kwenye Android Android store, yeah, mukiingia pale, make sure you get the Good Company app. Streamers, make sure you stream also all the other niceness pale. Kuna good stuff pale, unaweza jinice mbaya sana, not only music but also, you know, good conversations. And then also like, share and subscribe pale kwenye tuingia kwenye TikTok yetu, the Chop Shop Pod KE, also on our Instagram at the Chop Shop Pod KE.
I have an interesting one to take us out. Kwenye matope.
Wait.
Kwenye matope.
Wait first.
Yeah.
Before we go out.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Pause.
Talk to me. Talk to Lisa Mbaya.
Yeah.
We're almost celebrating our anniversary soon.
Ours?
Yeah.
Which year?
For the Chop Shop.
Oh, each after we went on a 1 year hiatus.
Yeah, each year.
Is this an anniversary for our hiatus?
We were still running. We were still the Chop Shop. Our numbers were extremely well that time.
How many years?
We're like 4.
No.
Is it 4-3? I have to check. 20, let me check.
And your niggas and dates, manze, we are terrible.
Hey, manze. It's like also like birthdays and stuff. Yeah.
So tunafanya nini?
I think we should do like a hangout.
Oh, for our guys?
Yeah.
I'm down. Good company.
Something small. Yeah. Something that even, you know.
Now, Mamba, you are a little bit too excited about that shit. Now I'm thinking twice about it. Yeah. You are good with Ndikis, but usi push. Don't push it, man. But yeah, we can do it. We can do a hangout.
So about 3 years. So yeah, I'm thinking of like a small car hangout thing that we can do amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're starting to think about it now. We're not saying ni kesho ama kesho kutwa. But yeah, it should be something that we should think about how we can celebrate together with our Nevites and our Andivillians and
I'm
stuff.
I'm down.
So yeah.
I'm down.
Like a hangout, not a live show, but hangouts, you know, before everything else, you know.
Are we not gonna talk about Ant-Man? Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. We have to talk about sports, kiddo.
Oh, damn, I forgot. The playoffs have been going well. NBA.
I love,
man.
You know, it's
let's go.
It's the Wolves, you know, it's Timberwolves Lakers, you know.
What do you mean, Timberwolves Lakers?
So yeah.
That is past tense. Mamba, put those fingers down, nigga. You look as in Can right now.
The way Ant-Man is doing, man, he's doing as well, you know. The Nuggets. I know, Joker, you won your MVP, but that doesn't matter.
Jimbo, not to upenda, the people who took us out, they better make it to the finals.
They better
you took
reach.
Us, you better make it to the finals.
Because us
were going to
make it.
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were. Yo, you can't
speak. Mungia kupigwa sweep hapa.
Nyinyi,
sawa.
You can't talk from outside the club. So.
But nyinyi, watu mulikuwa karibu kupigwa sweep na Nuggets, ambao wanaenda kupigwa sweep. Na Timba ulisa mungefanya nini?
Listen, as long as I took
mungefanya kupigwa nini?
Sweep, tuachia. But the broom was kept in the closet.
Na sweep number 2 wakua na Rudy Gobert. Imagine. They didn't have
the
defensive player of the year. They didn't have that nigga.
And they robbed AD again.
What?
Man, they robbed AD.
They robbed AD. No, it is defensively. No, crazy. No, they robbed Wemby.
Ah.
However much he got rookie of the year.
You should be appreciated.
No,
that.
Now they robbed Podzimski.
And they also robbed
rookie of the year.
They
but
robbed LeBron too.
Of the championship.
The script, man. They want to just give it to Ant-Man. Man,
oh, man. But anyway. I might get to see my dream matchup in the West. OKC, who are also playing very well. Game 1, na Dallas Mavericks waliwakilisha vibaya sana manze kina SJ hope crazy.
Kitu huko akina Kyrie.
Kyrie manze zake zimekwara mbaya sana. It's so hard to do a 2-man team against a 4-man team.
Yeah.
And okay, tukipush sana a 3-man team cause Dort ako hapa na pale, he's an amazing fourth man. But Chet, SGA, and Jalen Williams, lethal. These kids are hooping. Mm-hmm. They don't care who you are.
Yep.
They don't miss. So I'd really want to see OKC match up with Timberwolves at the finals. But najua mali watapatikana kwa finali ni defensively. Because Wolves, defensively, they're Wolves. They don't have that dog in them. They have the wolf in them, my nigga. Right? And now in the East, I really want to see New York go as far as they can. Boston have been too comfortable in the East. Mm. They're really beating Cavs, watawapiga vibaya sana these semis in the playoffs. So I know they're going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I have my money on New York Knicks. man, I'm happy for DiVincenzo. Yeah. Tulipena DiVincenzo, he's a representative of the Golden State Warriors. Na amefika uko mbali sana manze, in the East, bro. Yeah, not I'll just in the West, in the yeah, East.
I'll give you that, manze. Even as Sancho, man, he's made it to the ECL final. Yeah, Sancho. Hey.
No, Manchester United.
Manchester
United.
You know, so Sancho, do your thing. So if you're gonna take that one for Golden State, I'll take the one for Sancho.
But don't I take yade? How things in the NBA are lining up?
I think they're still deciding on how the script should end because they don't expect the Joker to go out.
Okay.
Because of his MVP, they think he's gonna three-peat. Of course, he's already won the MVP thing and then win a title. You know.
I don't think they'll win it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I'm saying now. Yeah. So I think the script is kind of changing. They wanna see who really, because Akina SG are looking good and Ant also is looking good.
Yeah.
But also, you know, Celtics. Akina Nanio pia wako hapo.
Yeah. Them light skin ass niggas, man.
So, bado kuna ile, should we really stick to the, you know, so it's going to be one of those ones. Is it the new cuts or is it going to stick to like legacy and dynasty kind of thing? You know,
new cuts.
Wale wase wa kawaida. So,
Jalen Brunson is hooping.
I'd like the new cuts, especially OKC. I'd like them to at least figure somewhere and win something, but at the same time, the way Celtic and, you know, the dynasty and stuff. Ugh.
I feel bad for Kyrie. If Kyrie doesn't make it to the finals, I'm going to feel really bad for him.
Because
he's really fought his way to where he's at right now.
Yeah, Luka, man.
And Luka too.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Are you ready with the, you're done with the foreplay? Are you now ready for the actual, the beef, the meat, in the elephant in the room? Is you ready?
Trend.
I want you to tell me right now, right? What's that one thing that someone did to you in the bedroom till today you're not sure whether you like it or not? I'll start.
Hey.
You want me to repeat the question? I'll repeat the question.
No, endelea.
Austin, come on, Jay. Let me repeat. What's that one thing that happened to you in the bedroom till today you're not sure whether you like it or not? You don't know how you feel about it. I'll go first. There's a day, this turned out to be a one-night stand. It was so random. None of us could have predicted that this would have happened. You know, me and Shodi, you know, shit is going down. And then she was riding me, right? Too much?
Oh, okay.
No, everybody just went, so I didn't know.
So you were being rude.
Reading. But yeah, I was being rude, you know, Ibanics, because I was being rude. So one, I'm not the biggest fan of being choked. Right? That at least I know. Shodi was choking me. Right? Mm. So I let her get away with it. Mm. Kiasi. Mm. Any day one. I don't think anything is going to go beyond this night. Or if it will, then we're going to have a conversation about this one. But maybe not right now. But then she proceeds to do the most unspeakable thing ever and slap me across my face. <bro. laughs> I was like... I'm looking for my bro. Like... My sense, man, they're like, bro, what just then she's so turned on, she's so worked up. I'm in confusion, bro. She brought me back to earth. I was like,
isn't it 50 shades, bro?
No conversation, bro. You just gonna slap me like that,
man. Hey, and you could sound, man.
I know I'm a giver, I know I can tap into my.
You wanna cross?
Slap the blackness out of my face, bro. I was like,
I love it. Hey, man, Queens, you're taking your power. I love it.
I didn't know how to feel about it, bro. Till today, I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how I'd feel if someone slapped me again. I'm like, I don't know if I'm turned on or not, bro.
I swear, I would like to observe you the next time someone slaps you across the face, because that would be the real question. I think we need to do that as an experiment at the next point. Someone just slap you across the face.
Now I feel like, now that I've put it out there, maybe some shorty I'll smash in future might just try to do that shit just for the laughs of it. Like, just to see what I'm going to do.
Bare kwa.
Like, wewe.
Ati ulisema nini kwa po?
So what's that one thing that happened to you in the bedroom that you're not sure till today?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or... Comment section.
Yeah.
It's a safe space, man. Safe Let's space. Get vulnerable.
Man, Safi. It's been a
choice.
Hey, no, why is it on a podcast? You don't want to share a story. Guys are angry. Guys get angry. Mwana mumeja.
Oh my God.
Na mumekasirika tu sana wani. Guys are angry when you don't want to share.
Actually,
I have nothing to share.
Actually remembered you using that as an example last week on the episode when you're talking about toxic relationships you've been in and things that you wouldn't want happening to you again.
I know.
And the one example that you went to was Shodi slapping. You said, I was like, damn, I actually been through that shit, bro. I don't know how you feel about it.
Oh, that's so funny. But yo, bro, to be honest, I think... Now, it's just that your question for me, it doesn't apply.
Okay.
Because for me now, I know how I feel about those things.
Now?
Yes.
So which ones were you not sure about until you were sure?
Nilikuwa tu kama wewe, especially the use the
same right
like the dominatrix kind of thing. Like you getting dominated. That's also a new thing. It's like... Yes,
being a sub.
Tunafaa kuhunt and gather. Oh, tunafaa ku... Oh, tunafaa... Oh.
Alikuambia ukwe sub.
Ati?
Alikuambia ukwe sub.
Oh, no, no. Just letting someone dominate you in the... Like, just being, you know... Just being like, cool, mommy, you got this.
Power play.
You got you. You got me. You know? So, it's one of those ones. So, it's just like...
Enough.
Yeah, but then later on, you're just like, oh, okay. This does something for someone. Just like the way you've said. We go show you super likuweka hizo mabara alienda pali akasema, God damn.
Bro, you
in
should have seen the look
my
on her
interview.
Face.
So,
yeah,
so I'm sure alikuwa amebambika mbaya. So yeah, and also for you to embrace it is also a good thing. But
I did more than embrace it, bro.
No, conversation to alikutoa timing, but ilikuwa tu sawa. But yeah, I feel as if nime grow to, you know, to embrace some of the things. So
you're a better man than me, bro.
Huko sawa daddy. Eh, hey, hizo slaps manze na ni maliza.
Kibare kwa face. I know what that sounds like, bro.
Huko sawa. But yeah, thank you very much, manze. Till next time, make sure you like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah,
my name is Neville.
And Young.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos, amigos, and amigas for the extra niggas.
Amigas, amigas, kweiriri. Na kuwagetu kweiriri.
And our relationship has been going good, you know. I would like to settle down, man, you know, because I really like girls. I've been liking them a long time now, actually. I think I have lots of good traits about me. Like, I'm a really good kisser. I'm bad at sex, but I'm a good kisser. I'm like a really cool movie trailer to a really bad movie. Like, I know I'm good, because when I'm kissing girls, they almost start to moan. They're like, But then we have sex, and they're like, Yeah, but whatever, I have fun. When they do like it, I'm like, you don't know what good is, do you? Like, you have bad taste. I can't be with you.
This is The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like a karate.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.